This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes,
this is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. I hope you're having a good day. Ed Vitagliano is with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. This is Family Radio for America.
That's right, brother.
That's what we call American Family Radio.
American Family Radio. Says the guy who grew up in Boston.
That's right, America.
Hey, you got sort of a blended. Let me welcome JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper. For how you doing, JJ?
I'm doing well. It's great to be here.
You grew up. Your formative years were spent in the Boston area.
Where it's wicked awesome, wicked smart.
Then
parked the car
by Harvard.
And Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard.
Then you went out to Arizona.
Oh man, I've lived in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas,
Arkansas,
California, Arkansas, and Mississippi, with the exception of 1 year since 1985. And
my wife lived in six states.
Yeah, is that right? Six? Yeah, I think that's right. And my wife, we've been
married
since
81. Yeah, the law still ain't caught up with you. That's amazing. You know, you one step ahead, Ed.
That's right.
I'm going to make a movie about your life.
It's getting a little bit harder now with using a debit card and a cell phone. They feel like they're closing in. But
catch me if you can.
I was opening a brand new bank account in a new town, and the little lady, she was kind of like the librarian that you'd picture. She had the little chains hanging from her glasses and just real sweet and just put together, elderly lady. So she was asking all the, you know, information. And then when she got to Social Security number, you know, I said, well, this is my Social Security number. And she was writing it down. And I said, now, that's subject to change because I'm in the witness protection program and they change that every 6 months. And she just stopped. She froze. And she was looking down. She looked up slowly. I said, I'm just messing with you. And she went, oh, she put her hand over her heart. She said, I thought, you put me in danger.
You're in the witness.
That is a great line. I'm going to remember that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I can't believe you did that. No, I can believe you did that.
Okay. So, Trivia Friday, or in my case, Riddle Friday, here on AFR. We're going to ask the three questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer the questions. So, you call in, you answer, and then you ask. That's the idea. You answer a trivia question, and then you ask a trivia question, or a riddle. That's fine, too. And then, Ed, what's the other ground rules?
Well, if you have called in and gotten on the air in the last 8 weeks,
right,
last 2 months,
you're forbidden.
You are forbidden because we try to get as many people on as possible. A lot of people calling in, new callers, they want to get on. So if
maybe forbidden is a little bit of a strict word.
Maybe a little too harsh.
Yeah.
You want me to do that the whole show?
No, because I
will slip into Russian, Mexican, and I'll be Australian by the end of the show. I won't be able to lock it in.
You'll be Crocodile Dundee
by
the time we get through here.
I'll be putting another shrimp on the bobby. So that's the
8 week waiting period between calls.
Now, we do want to let people know, even though we do have some things that are forbidden, we do give things away too on this show.
Right.
And if you are watching this show
on
Facebook
or YouTube, right?
On Facebook or YouTube, which you can do right this minute, we're holding up a t-shirt. I'm going to explain that in a second. You can go to either YouTube or Facebook and search for Today's Issues and click through, and you can watch the video stream of this program. And if you're doing that now, you see that we're holding up Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirts, one of which can be yours. All you got to do is answer the mystery question. What is the mystery question you ask? Well, It is a mystery. One of the nine questions that you'll hear these professors ask, three each, is a mystery question. And if you answer it correctly, you hear this sound. Yes, that's Tim and JJ's beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell,
beloved
right there.
Beloved cowbell. And that means you have won the T-shirt because you have answered the mystery question correctly. Now, if you would like to buy one of these T-shirts, you can do that. You can go to afastore.net. You can take a look at those T-shirts.
Or you can wait till the springtime gets here and people start doing the garage sales.
That's right.
Find you a good buy on one of these T-shirts.
There are millions of these T-shirts out there.
Yeah.
So we actually had to reorder.
We did. Yeah. They're very popular.
They're popular. So all anyway, you can buy one for $15 each, and that's a reasonable price for a T-shirt, we feel like, and it helps the Ministry of American Family Radio.
AFAstore.net. AFAstore.net. You can go there, look at the T-shirt, and you can buy one of those.
Yep. Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt.
Buy more than one.
All right, so I think that covers all our ground rules, right?
It does.
The show.
So
let's get started, Brother Ed.
All right,
Here
are my three questions. After a plane crash, authorities always look for the so-called black box. What is its actual color? It's not black. Second question, what famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? Number three, I know this is pretty easy, but I'm throwing it in here. In 1969, Baskin-Robbins introduced the ice cream flavor Lunar Cheesecake to commemorate what event?
What year?
1969.
Baskin-Robbins was around in 69, huh?
Yes, apparently
it was. I do remember
them
in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
We got one here. But Baskin-Robbins, 30...
31 flavors?
31 flavors, yeah. Yep. But they added, 32 when that was, or they?
They had a special ice cream flavor. It was called Lunar Cheesecake to commemorate what event? All right, that's what I got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like what kind of seed? Second question, what are catfish missing that most other fish have?
What are
catfish missing that most other fish have?
Often bullied for that, too.
And they're not allowed to play in any of the catfish games.
That's right.
Or pull slant a submarine.
Yeah.
Here's the third question. True or false? In English gambling dens in the 18th century, there was a person who was hired solely to swallow the dice in the event of a police raid. Is that true or false? In English gambling dens in the 18th century, there was a person who was hired solely to swallow the dice in the event of a raid.
Arrest that man!
Hey, I got talking about ice cream, Baskin-Robbins
ice
cream. We're talking about ice cream. I'm just going to survey the audience here as they call in.
Okay.
I want your favorite. I'm just going to do a survey. I think this is important to the next presidential race.
Okay.
Your favorite kind of ice cream is?
Mine is mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip. What you got, JJ?
Butter pecan or strawberry?
I'm going to just say butter pecan because that came to you first. Because I said strawberry. So 1-1-1. Brent, what about you? I'm just curious what America thinks about ice cream.
I'm just classic vanilla.
Just vanilla, plain vanilla?
Yeah, you can call that classic if you want.
It's plain.
Plain vanilla.
Plain vanilla. Okay, all right, there we go. Here are my three riddles. Then I'll get Cindy's ice cream flavor a little bit later. Where there is, riddle number one. Where there is light is the only place I can live. Yet if light shines on me, I die. What am I?
I think you got
the question?
I don't. I sure don't.
Okay.
My answer is mint chocolate chip, but no.
Right.
That's a good answer, but that's incorrect. Number two, a man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. He later turns left once more and runs back home. Who was this masked man? Did y'all get it?
Read that again.
Okay. A man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. He later turns left once more and runs back home. Who was this masked man? JJ having to tell you all the answers
again? I got
him.
Man, I'm on a roll here. I usually don't get these, but there, I think I'm two for two.
All right, finally, my third riddle. This is a hard one. I'm at the start of the end and the end of every place. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I?
Democrats looking to take Trump out. Everywhere. They're everywhere from all start to finish. It just won't end.
Did y'all get that?
Reed, you better do that one a little more slowly.
We do have a lot of listeners in the South.
Oh, right, that.
They tell us we talk slow.
That was wicked awesome.
We talk slow. We have to listen slow, right, to make it even. I'm just kidding. You can make fun of your own, right?
Right.
And not
right.
get, huh?
Yeah. You're going to find out.
Am I going to get taken off the air because of complaints from Southern people today? I'm at the start of the end and the end of every place. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. That's not a proverb, by the way. What it sounds like one, doesn't it?
I got that.
And the Lord said, I'm at the start of the end and the end of every place. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. And Jacob said back. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right,
I was
go
at
ahead.
The Chinese restaurant and cracked that fortune cookie open, and that's exactly what it said. And I didn't understand it then either.
Mine said that wasn't chicken.
All right, let's get started.
I never get tired of that.
Yeah, that wasn't chicken.
That is obviously my only fortune cookie joke. Okay, let's go to Ohio, and Doug is on the line. Doug, welcome to the program, and give Tim your favorite ice cream.
My favorite ice cream is Buckeye Classic.
Buckeye Classic.
I'm going to write that down. I don't know what
it is.
They've
got 32 flavors.
Well,
there
Doug's
in Ohio.
Doug's in Ohio, so.
What flavor is that?
He's from the Buckeye State.
Basically, you have peanut butter in it, chocolate with vanilla ice cream, with chocolate ice cream in it.
That sounds good, man.
I'm just going to be honest. Every ice cream sounds good to me.
I know.
Unless it's like licorice.
I'm going to write Buckeye Classic, but you're talking about
peanut butter and chocolate?
You're talking about a peanut butter. A Reese's cup with vanilla ice cream, aren't
you? Or chocolate ice cream, too?
Yeah, that's how you make Buckeyes.
Okay, gotcha.
That's chocolate and peanut butter.
Gotcha.
That sounds pretty good.
Doug, so my friend Mark, they were so poor growing up when they would hear the ice cream music coming from the ice cream truck, and all the little kids in the neighborhood got excited, and he ran in and said, Mom, I hear the music from the ice cream truck. You know, can I have some money for an ice cream? She said, Son, that music means they're out of ice cream. They play that music when they're out of ice cream.
Well,
that's poor and sad.
Oh,
he said
man.
He didn't realize till he was older that she had done him so wrong.
Oh, wow.
It's all so cruel. But
yes, it is.
Anyway.
All right, Doug, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
The catfish.
Here's the question. What are catfish missing that most other fish have?
Scales.
Oh, that's right. They have slick scales.
They don't care how much they weigh.
Now, are they the only fish without scales?
I don't know if they're the only, but
now sharks. But I don't know where. Now, we're porpoise and shark. Where do you change over?
Well, porpoise is a male.
Mammal instead of
a freshwater fish.
Freshwater fish.
But there's not many. The question was, what are they missing that most other fish?
Right.
So most fish have scales. Hey, way to get us started, Doug. What's your question for us?
Okay. Tim's always talking about a Republican president never wins Illinois, California, or hardly wins Illinois or California. Or New York.
Right.
So who was the last president to do, the Republican president do that? And what was his electoral count?
Okay, don't say anything, Doug. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I got to think that's Ronald Reagan.
It was Reagan.
Reagan in 1980 or 84?
I think it was 84 because it was
he won Walter every Mondale, state from Minnesota, right?
Every state except for Minnesota.
We're going to say Reagan, Doug.
Okay, and we need his
electoral. It is Reagan.
We need his electoral.
He actually did it both in 80. Okay. He actually did it in 80 and 84.
Okay.
He won Illinois, California, and his electoral vote was 525 against Mondale, and he had 13.
Wow. Yeah, they didn't have to recount that night, did they?
We call that a shellacking where I'm from.
He won it by 18% in the popular vote.
You know, that just goes to show you how far left California has gone, in particular, right, in the last 30 years.
Yep.
They've just gone from being a state that Ronald Reagan was governor of twice,
right,
I think.
Richard Nixon was governor.
To just being
before that
whacked out lefties.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So, I'm talking about their government, not their people in general.
Right.
All right, Doug.
Great question, Doug. Excellent job. Have a great weekend, brother.
Enjoy your Buckeye Classic.
Man, that sounds pretty good, that
it
Buckeye
does.
Ice
I got to be honest with you. But I wonder if that's only in Ohio, though, they call it that. I've never heard of that before. But because Ohio State is the Buckeyes, they probably got the ice cream's called Buckeye Classic.
Yeah, right.
In Georgia, it'd be called something else.
Yeah. Brent says that's too exotic. He says he's sticking with boring vanilla. That's too exotic.
That's classic.
Vanilla, you know, with stock market volatility, vanilla is probably your best shot right now. Just stay right there. You know, if you feel like
middle
you need to branch
road
out, you put a few sprinkles on there. even that, if you have a bad couple of days and the people get scared, you know, your vanilla is going to go down.
Now, I will say this. Vanilla ice cream in a plastic cup with a little bit of chocolate syrup in there.
Yeah, but you put the chocolate syrup on there.
Yeah,
that's true. But a good vanilla bean ice cream, I like that.
And remember when you were kids and the little thing that you had with that little wooden spoon?
Oh, yeah.
And you pull that top back. Ooh, that's some good eating right there.
You put some ice cream, vanilla bean on top of some good peach cobbler right out of the oven.
Oh, my.
You must be hungry today or something.
I am. I'm looking forward to
now
that.
Now you're making everybody else hungry.
I'm going to have that tonight, in fact, the restaurant I'm going to.
And, you know, it shows you how much our eating habits have changed in America, because when I was a kid, you get one of those, we call them Dixie cups.
Right.
One of those little cups of ice cream. Man, that was good. Now I got to eat 15 of them. You know,
right?
One of those, I go, what? That's it's empty like, already.
You feel like they're going to get away. You know, they might dash off. You know, let them go. All right, who do you got?
Let's go to what do you guys say? We go to Texas.
I say so.
George is on the line. George, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning.
Good morning, George.
Favorite ice cream? Probably Longhorn Classic. what do you got, George? What's your favorite ice cream?
Anyone that ends in cream.
Cream, I got you. But if you have to pick one, you're going in the Baskin Robbins 31 flavors, what are you going to pick?
Probably chocolate.
All right.
Chocolate.
That's going to be a
popular another classic,
yeah,
that's like Brent.
That's right.
All right.
Those
All right,
are classics.
Here we go. Ask, answer, or both, George?
Both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the black box.
All right. George, after a plane crash, authorities always look for the so-called black box. What is its actual color?
Orange.
Orange is correct.
Hey!
And that is our mystery question, George.
Is there a story behind that we need to know?
I think it's just because it's like one of those emergency colors that it's just easier to spot.
No, but I mean, I don't know why they call it a black box.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could have looked that up, but I didn't have time.
Hey, George, you know what that cowbell means, don't you?
Yes, I got a couple of shirts.
Oh, okay. Well, you can have a third one. Do you not want it?
I don't think he does.
Let's pay it forward.
Wonderful.
Right. Pay it forward.
George. Very generous of you, George.
So the next person who answers a question correctly, you guys help us.
George is
going
to bless them.
George is going to pay that forward and bless them. Good for you, George.
All right, George, fire away, my friend.
Okay, which military aircraft is the only one that rises when it fires its guns?
All right, hold on. Don't say anything, George.
Now, the Harrier is called the jump jet, and it actually comes off the deck vertically, but rises when it fires its guns. That's interesting. That could just be any fighter, maybe a unique fighter. That just, you know, the
what about that
force?
That big, was it the C-130 gunship? it rises when it fires that big gun. I think it tips to the side a little bit.
Let's go with that. All right, C-130?
C-130 gunship.
That's correct, the AC-130.
Wow! Go, that is Ed Vitagliano.
For the team.
A wicked smart answer. Yeah,
wicked smart. That was... No, it kind of tilts, doesn't it? So they get that... I don't even know what kind of gun that is. Is that a 155? What is that they fire?
I'm not sure what size it is, but it is a cannon. They have a cannon and a Gatling gun, and someone was telling me recently that there's a third gun on the newer versions.
Yeah, you don't want to run afoul of the U.S. military. We got some scary hardware.
President Trump spelled it out.
Yeah.
If you wage war against us, you're going to forfeit your life.
Yeah.
Let's just be real clear about this. Mm. Hey, you know, you're talking about the gunship moving. Actually, a lot of things move on the plane because just when the prop is turning, it tries to spin the plane the other way.
Really?
It's called P-factor, and that's the reason why if you look on the back of the plane, the tail fin, it's not – in the center, it's tipped to one side, so the prop wash, it will sort of straighten the airplane out. But it's called P factor.
Mm. That's also a metaphor for life.
Absolutely.
What's your P factor? You know, you know what I'm saying? What
are careful, Tim. I'm just going to say.
No, I'm just saying. What do you? I know, but I'm saying, what are your dreams? What are your aspirations?
Yes.
You know, where do you want to go?
Right.
With your P factor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What kind of prop wash is guiding you?
We all want to have
enough about moral yeah. compass. We want to know about the prop wash in your life.
Hey, George, thanks, brother.
Take care. And George paid it forward. So
you're listening to today's issues. This is Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on AFR. Tim with Ed and JJ. Can we go ahead and take the break? Because we get started, we got to take a break early. We're going to take our break a little early, about a minute and a half early. For you legalists out there. We are doing this, and you don't email us and tell us you took your break early. You're going to pay for that judgment day or anything like that, okay? We don't need that today. We just need you to
This is an ice cream day.
This is an ice cream day. We need you to be happy, relax, and play trivia. All right, so Trivia Friday, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and then we will get back to your phone call.
We'll reset our questions.
Can I put a plug in for some wonderful folks? I spoke a few nights ago, Ripley, Mississippi, My Choices Help Clinic, town of 5,000 people. There were 500 people at the pro-life banquet.
Wow, 10%.
Amazing, amazing pro-life community in North Mississippi.
All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes, folks. Join us.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman here from American Family Association and American Family Radio, where I serve as president. Hey, one of the special places we go on our spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. is Arlington National Cemetery. Everyone on our tour gets so excited about that day when we visit the cemetery because of the patriotism that we all have and the love for our country and the appreciation for the men and women who've given their lives for our nation, for our freedoms, for our liberty, for our way of life. We're going to be visiting Arlington National Cemetery on the Friday of our spiritual heritage tours in Washington, D.C. in June and September, and we'll be seeing and experiencing the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If you want the information on these tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858. A recall effort against Utah Senator Mitt Romney is picking up steam. Senator Romney was the lone Republican who voted to remove President Trump from office, and now outraged voters want to return the favor. State Senator Tim Quinn has introduced a bill that would allow citizens to recall an elected U.S. senator. Romney's up for re-election in 2024, but many angry conservatives don't want to wait that long. They want him gone now. Meanwhile, there are calls for the senator to resign, which seems to be the noble thing to do. He plotted against his own political party, his own president, and he lost the fight. But Senator Romney has built a reputation as a shady politician with no allegiance to anyone other than himself. But what's especially shameful is that President Trump actually campaigned for this guy, endorsed Romney's Senate bid in Utah, only to be stabbed in the back by Senator Delecto. I'm Todd Starnes.
Is that show still on today somewhere?
It
probably
is.
On the Western Channel.
Sometimes on AMC. It comes on Saturday mornings.
Chuck Connors.
The Rifleman.
When was that?
Great
what was
show.
That? Early 60s? Late 50s?
I think so. Early 60s.
Great show.
Yeah. I really, really. That's my favorite Western. I just really like that show. Good moral.
You think they could make it today if they were.
I'm not sure you could make a Western as a show and get many viewers.
Because of the gun violence?
No, I just think that, I don't know, I think people, well, I think Americans
it's
are kind of like.
Course.
Yeah,
it's run its course.
I'm just kidding about the gun, yeah.
Oh, gun violence.
Gun violence.
Yeah.
Well, what gets me is Hollywood, you know, all the Hollywood liberals are all for gun control.
Yeah.
Well, except almost all their movies, if you don't have guns firing, they're not going to have a good movie.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Hey, if I can jump on a quick soapbox. So all of the Me Too and all of Hollywood lecturing the world about
objectifying women?
Yes. And then you take the halftime Super Bowl thing, mm-hmm. which we watched 3 seconds of it. My wife, Melanie, said, whoa, turn away, kids. And dad, you know, look the other way.
Yeah.
And they said it was basically a strip tease.
Yeah.
It was so nasty and vulgar. How in the world – What message are you sending
to the limousine liberals.
Right. To all the children and all the, you know, the boys and girls. Here's what girls are good
right.
for.
Yep.
Repeat our questions/riddles and then back to the phones we go. Let me get the phone number. If you want to be on the air with us for trivia Friday and you haven't been on the air in 8 weeks, 8 weeks is the waiting period between calls we take on the air. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. Of course, afr.net is our website, and if you want to get our app to listen, just go to, you know, your device and go to the app store and get American Family Radio, and you can listen anywhere in the world as long as you got a high-speed internet to AFR. Ed, what do you got?
All right. Here are my two questions remaining. I will add one for the remainder of the show. What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? That should be pretty quick pretty easy for some of you. What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? In 1969, Baskin-Robbins introduced the ice cream flavor Lunar Cheesecake to commemorate what event? And we are taking favorite
right,
ice creams.
Cream. I want to know what America thinks.
That's right. And here's the show I will add. Here's the question I will add for the show. In the old TV show, everyone knows the alter ego of Batman is Bruce Wayne. Who is the alter ego for his sidekick, Robin? All right, that's what I've got.
Oh, that's good. Here's what I have. First question from the Bible.
Jesus said the kingdom of God is like what kind of seed? The kingdom of God is like what kind of seed? Second question, true or false, in English gambling dens in the 18th century, there was a person who was hired solely to swallow the dice in the event of a police raid. Is that true or false? And then I'll add a question. Which actor's big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter? Which actor's big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter?
I just like saying that name. Vinnie Barbarino.
All right. Swallowing dice, huh? That we want to know, is that true or not?
Is that true or false? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Here are my three.
Riddles.
Riddles they are. Where there is light is the only place I can live. Yet if light shines on me, I die. What am I? Number two. A man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. His name is Bernie Sanders. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. My bad. Turns left again. No, my bad. Here we go. I'll start over. A man runs from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left and keeps running again. He turns left once more and runs back home. Who is this masked man? Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Okay, number three. This is on the scale of 1 to 10 being more difficult, this is probably a 9. But we need to be challenged and stretched.
Oh, absolutely.
And stretched every once in a while. Listen carefully. I'm at the start of the end and the end of every place. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I? Okay?
Yeah.
Probably going to be a cockroach.
Well,
hard to get rid of those survive. Dudes. Yeah.
Is
that three riddles?
Three riddles it is. Okay. All right, back to the phone.
All right. Well, we go to North Carolina, and I think it's our old friend Todd from Seagrove talking about someone who has a Learning University T-shirt for every day. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, and it's good to be back.
And Todd, what is your favorite ice cream? Mm-hmm. We're just doing an informal, non-scientific poll.
Definitely my favorite is peanut butter fudge.
Peanut butter fudge.
Put him down for peanut butter fudge.
We got a wide variety going on here so far. Peanut butter fudge. Now, is that that sounds similar to a Buckeye Classic.
Right, right. Hey, Todd, this is kind of neat because I didn't know I was going to be talking to you, but a couple of nights ago I spoke at a banquet. And there were 500 people, and I know I talked to a couple hundred people afterwards.
Yeah.
And one lady came up and said how much she enjoyed Learning University. She said, now, let's talk about Todd from North Carolina. True story. She said, he gets on all the time, and I've been calling for years, and I haven't been able to get on. What's Todd's secret? Does North Carolina just have some kind of a hotline that comes into the phone?
Well, it's called pay to play. That's all I'm going to say. And you got it, JJ and Ed.
Show me the money.
JJ and Ed and I got emails. We got phone numbers.
Yeah. And which one of your sons is working in North Carolina making all those big bucks?
JJ.
So, Todd, you would have never thought a lady in Mississippi would be talking about you from North Carolina. Yeah. And of course, she was good natured, but she knew your name.
Yeah.
All right.
That's sweet of her. I appreciate her bringing me up.
All right, Todd asked.
I notice he's not giving away his secret.
What do you want? Which one do you want to answer, Todd?
Well, I'm going to actually do both today, and I'm going to answer JJ's Bible question.
All right, here's the question. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like what kind of seed?
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed. Mark 4:31 is one place where that is mentioned.
Yeah.
And, way to go there, Todd.
And why is that? Why does
he just said it's just the smallest seed, and even though it's the smallest, after it grows, it provides shade, and the birds come and land on the limbs and things. So I guess just, you know, you just need faith the size of a mustard seed.
Well, Todd, I got to tell you, we had a listener, a student, answer the mystery question. You probably know this if you were listening the whole program. They did not want, since they already had T-shirts, they wanted the next person who answered correctly to get it. So you got a Learning University T-shirt.
You got seven.
He's got more than seven. I think he's won about 13 times.
Yeah.
Todd, how many times?
I'm going to pay forward. I have two shirts, so I want to pay forward.
Okay. Todd, what did we decide? How many times have you won?
Todd might should be investigated for insider trading. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Todd, how many times have you won the mystery question?
I've answered the question somewhere between 13 to 15 times.
I knew it was a lot.
Wow.
Well, listen, if you won't mention anything about that kickback money, neither will we. For you to be able to get in all these times. And
all right, Todd, fire away, brother. What do you got?
Well, I have a music history question that specifically refers to today because it was on Friday, February 7th, 1964, that the Beatles landed in New York to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show on Sunday, February 9th. My question is, what was the name of the airline and the flight number that the Beatles arrived on?
Okay, well,
that's some serious trivia right there.
Well, I'm saying now that's an iconic picture that he's talking about with the Beatles landing.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here because they were such a big airline. I'm going to say TWA on the airline,
and I'm going to say Pan Am.
I'm going to say British Airways.
That's that. That
we're spread out.
That.
We got
what is it?
Hedging our bets,
Todd. There's no way we know the flight number, brother.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that. Well, actually, Ed is right about Pan Am.
As a total, that's a total guess.
Well, but Pan Am was big then. Mm-hmm. TWA, right. Pan Am. You're talking '60s. They were probably the two largest American airlines at the time.
Okay. Right. Now I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to give a name, but we have a young person on staff here, a millennial, who this week asked me. We were talking about the Beatles. And this person said, "Were they from Britain?"
I realized
the world has completely changed. Yeah. I said, "The Beatles?"
Was Michael Jordan a basketball player?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing where you go, Michael, who?
Yeah. What sport did he play again? Yeah. Hey, Todd, tell us the flight number.
The flight number was 101, and they arrived at 1:20 in the afternoon on, like I said, Friday, February 7th, 1964.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an iconic picture.
And every young man thereafter let their hair grow out shaggy.
Yeah.
They had some real influence in America.
Yeah, they
music
did.
Music and styles.
And also
everything.
Like Eastern mysticism, too, because George Harrison
right.
was – they were following some Maharishi guru – Goo.
Yeah, it was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks,
God
Todd.
Bless you, brother.
All right, thank you, Todd.
You know, that sounds like a good flavored ice cream right there, too.
Maharishi.
Magayugu. Doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like something you at least want to try with a little spoon?
With a little spoon. Try the little sample.
Yeah, with a sample.
I'd give it a try. I mean, you only live once.
Well, huh? That's true, and that can be it.
You got
right
some. You got some. What do you say?
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
It's right by the peppermint.
By the peppermint.
I'd like to try that, ma'am.
Yeah. So it got all the colors in it.
Mm-hmm. They only have it for a month.
I am so going to 31 Flavors sometime this weekend.
Me too. I'll go with you, brother.
Yeah. We'll go right after the show.
Speaking of going somewhere, how about we go back to the phones?
Okay, there we go.
Way to go, JJ.
Go ahead.
Called a segue. Gracie.
Oh, this is also called
Learning University.
We haven't told people in a while.
Yeah.
Gracie from Oklahoma. Hello, Gracie.
Hi.
I see here that you're 12 years old. That's pretty brave to call in on the radio and be so young.
What's your favorite ice cream, Gracie?
Yeah, I got to know.
My favorite ice cream is strawberry blondie.
Strawberry blondie?
That's probably a strawberry vanilla combo, isn't it, Gracie? Is that what it is?
No. It's they've got like the blondie candy, And it's basically just strawberry with that candy in it.
All right, I'm going to put you down strawberry.
Okay? You're in the strawberry family.
It's strawberry with an asterisk.
It's a hybrid, but it's more strawberry than anything.
Hey, Gracie, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the one beginning of the end.
Oh, that was your riddle. Oh, Tim will repeat the riddle.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah, the eternity, the one that's from Proverbs.
That's kind of fatalistic. It's kind of fatalistic, isn't it? Well, Gracie's going to try the hard
this
one.
This is the hard one. I have no clue.
All right, Gracie,
on this one.
Here, I'm gonna ask it, and then you can answer. I'm at the start of the end and the end of every place. I'm the beginning of eternity and the end of time and space. What am I, Gracie?
The letter E.
Way to go.
The letter E. That's right. How did you know that? Just figured it out?
We have a riddle book at home. Uh-huh. So I've read the riddle before. But I actually looked it up just to refresh myself on it.
Good job.
Yeah. Hey, can you send that riddle book to Tim? I think he's going to need it if he's going to run out. No, hey, Gracie, I was just kidding about that. You actually won a free T-shirt because the mystery question has been answered and it has been passed along and you are the next correct answer. So you've won yourself a Learning University T-shirt. How about that?
Oh my gosh, thank you.
No, really. It's on us, Gracie. Well, it's on Todd, and then before Todd, it was on.
So do not hang up when we get through with you on the radio here, and we will put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will come on and get your information, your address, T-shirt size, and you will get a brand new Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt.
And if you want to see what the T-shirt looks like, you can go on Facebook and YouTube. We're live video streaming the show, Gracie.
You're welcome. How cool is that? You didn't think you were going to win anything today, and you're going to get a nice T-shirt. Thanks to the generosity of those two listeners before you. Gracie, what's your question for us?
My question for you is, what were the names of Lyndon B. Johnson's most famous dogs?
That's a great question, because they were famous. LBJ's dogs.
They touted them. I think, weren't they Springer Spaniels, or was that the Bush family?
Springer Spaniels. She doesn't want the breed, though.
She just wants the names.
She wants the name.
That is a great question. They were at one time household names. I cannot remember.
I think you've stumped
the professors, Gracie. Good work.
What's the answer?
It is him and her.
Him and her. I don't think I ever knew that.
Yes.
I'm thinking of Millie or maybe something.
Millie was Nixon's, I think.
Hey. Him
and her?
Well, Nixon's dogs were Millie and Vanilli. You remember, that's how the group got their name.
Yeah.
They only had one or two hits, but you know what I'm saying?
Gracie, my friend,
how many
had
do
this
you have?
Vacant lot.
How many hits do you have? I'm sorry, JJ.
My friend had this vacant lot beside his business, and he had a couple of goats, and they were out there keeping the grass trimmed. And he was yelling at one, "Lawn, get down off the fence, lawn." And then he was calling the other one something, and I said, "What are those goats' names?" He said, "This one is lawn, and this one is mower."
is that true?
Yeah, true story. Yeah,
lawn mower. All right, hey Gracie, good work. You don't have to say that unless you really mean
it. Yeah, thank you.
You know, but we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations, and we'll get a T-shirt in the mail to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gracie.
Wow, how about that? 12 years old.
So
she,
sweet.
She sounded
polite.
Smart young lady.
You're
listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. The voice there was imitating Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy.
Was Professor Ed Vitagliano. So we need to repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right, here are my three. What famous sentence uses every letter in the English alphabet? I'm kind of surprised nobody has gotten that yet. That's pretty easy, I thought. Here's another easy one. In 1969, Baskin-Robbins introduced the ice cream flavor Lunar Cheesecake to commemorate what event? Come on, folks. Even if you just put two and two together, you should be able to get that one. And then third question. In the old TV show, everyone knows the alter ego of Batman is Bruce Wayne. Who is the alter ego for his sidekick, Robin? All right, that's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false. In English gambling dens in the 18th century, there was a person who was hired solely to swallow the dice in the event of a raid. Is that true or false? Second question, which actor's big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter? Vinnie Barbarino. And then I'll add one. Third question from the Bible. What two disciples were sons of Zebedee? What two disciples were the sons of Zebedee?
You know, if I'm going to swallow a pair of dice, or die, I guess, I'm going to need a little Louisiana hot sauce on that. That's going to...
Well, just... imagine that's your job. You're hired just for that reason. So you come home at the end of a shift, and your wife says, honey, how was work? You know, it was okay. We didn't get a police raid, so I got paid for just being there.
Yep.
And that continues until the raid. And how was work tonight? give me a minute. rough night on the job.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here are my questions.
The riddles.
The riddles?
The Riddler.
Where there is light is the only place I can live. Yet if light shines on me, I die. What am I?
Man, there's some song lyrics right there. You got an old blues guy playing a...
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, old flat top.
Or Merle Haggard. Could sing a song with that too, don't you think? Throw in something about Oklahoma.
Or a train whistle.
You know, or a train mama. Whistle. Or a dog. Mm-hmm. Pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number two. A man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left and keeps running. He later turns left once more and runs back home. Who is this masked man? Got it?
Got it.
Got it.
And I will add one. I help you from head to toe. The more I work, the smaller I grow. What am I? All right, back to the phones.
JJ's got it figured out.
He's got my riddles.
Usually only one out of the three, yeah. If I
are
get
doing
one.
Good.
I think he's got them all.
I do a lot of research on these riddles. I try to make them not too hard, not too easy. You know what I mean?
You need to get with Gracie and have her send you that riddle book so you'll have them just right there at your fingertips.
Yeah. Well,
Gracie from Oklahoma.
You still got to.
With a new T-shirt.
You got to pick them.
Yeah.
All right, go.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Scobie is on the line. Scobie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed matriculators of trivia.
Scobie, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Scobie.
Yeah, Scobie.
Scobie.
Are we pronouncing your name right, Scobie?
Well, it is Scobie, but I've answered to Scobie since the second grade.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, well, I bet you have.
All right, Scobie, what's your favorite ice cream?
Yeah.
It is cookies and cream, which is a variation, I guess, of vanilla.
You know, cookies and cream would be my number two, and on some days, number one after strawberry.
Cookies and cream is a good flavor.
You can't go wrong with that, huh?
You got the Oreo. It's got the Oreo cookies in it, right? Is that the cookies and cream?
The only problem is I have to share it with my grandson whenever he's around.
Oh, right. Now that is right. The truth. Bite.
Hey, you know what? You can tell him now we got this virus thing. you know what I'm saying? It's nothing personal to tell your grandson, but I just can't share.
Besides,
you
know, put your
health at risk.
Or when you hear that music, you know, follow the lead of my buddy's mom and just say, oh, bad news, buddy. That music playing from that ice cream truck means they ran out of ice cream. That's what that's why they play that music to let you know they've run out.
That's hilarious.
Hey, talking about being a grandfather, Scobie. Ed and Tim and you are our granddads. I saw a bumper sticker yesterday and it said, I'm a grandmother. What's your superpower?
I thought that was that. Thought that
I like
was,
it.
Yeah, they say there's nothing like being a grandparent.
Man, I love it. It was way better than being a parent.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Scobie, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer Tim's question about going home.
Okay, here's a question.
A riddle, I mean.
Here's the riddle, Scobie. By the way, what part of Louisiana do you live in?
I don't live here. I work here. I actually live in Northwest Florida, but I'm over here in the edge of Baton Rouge near Denham Springs.
Okay, because I'm going to be in Lafayette with Dan Celia on the 20th for an event.
Yeah, you just hop in and jump from here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's my it's for a free event.
Yeah, get some friends together and go over and check it out.
It's an AFR event. Here you go. Here's the question. A man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. He later turns left once more and runs back home. Who is this masked man, Scobie?
He is a baseball player running 90 feet at a time.
Yes, and he's the catcher.
Right.
Yes, because he's masked.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Scobie's correct. It's a baseball player running the bases, home, right? And then I said, who is this masked man? He's the catcher.
Okay.
There you go. Good answer, Scobie. Way to go. What's your question for us?
Well, my question, in kind of keeping with the Western TV show theme, on Gunsmoke, the actor that played the part of Festus Hagen. Before he was an actor, he was a member of what performing group?
He was a tightrope walker, if I'm not mistaken. I think.
Are you kidding? Or are you serious?
He is kidding.
Oh, he's kidding.
If you ask me, Marshall, I think we ought to hang him. Well, he had up here on this tightrope.
He had the gait for a tightrope walker, didn't he? Tightrope walker.
He had the gait for a retired rodeo guy.
Yeah, I was going to say someone who's. All right, I have no. Do you guys have any? I have no idea on this one. You guys.
No, Chicago improv troupe. That's what I'm going to throw out there.
Well, you were close, actually. It was the Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh, yeah, the singing cowboys.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of them.
In a couple of movies with John Wayne, he actually sang in a couple of the movies. One of them was The Searchers, and another one was a Rio Grande where John Wayne is the colonel, and he's a member of what they call it, the brigade singers or whatever. Anyway, he actually sang in a couple of the movies, but he actually was a member of the Sons of Pioneers.
Well, he has to have a pretty good singing voice then to be in those groups.
Yeah, there's a video out there with him in his Festus Hagen outfit singing the one about the cool water song.
I'm not familiar with it.
He doesn't fit. I mean, his voice doesn't match.
Right, right.
His appearance.
The cool water.
The voice he used for that character was actually, I read a thing about him. His daddy was a sheriff of a county in Colorado, and they lived upstairs or another part of the building that housed the sheriff's office and jail, and their weekly town drunk was who he took his voice from to make that character part.
So he was making a voice up.
Huh.
Who would do that? What kind of fella?
That wasn't his regular voice.
Yeah, touche.
Wow.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Scobie, that's a great trivia question.
Yes.
Go enjoy your cookies and cream.
Yeah.
And
have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. Nice. Thank you for listening to AFR. We shall return in 5 minutes after the news with more of Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. University.
Learning University's on the air. We'll go to Karen in Texas, John in Oklahoma, and Rose in Indiana. You'll be next here on AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.